Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Thursday, November 30th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're in the foreword to the second edition, page XVII. We're going to read that third full paragraph, beginning with, "It was now time, the struggling group thought," ending with, "A new phase of its pioneering time." We are reading and commenting on just one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Susan G., reading the text, Kara L., reading page 164, and I don't think we have a backup reader. I didn't hear anyone check in for that, but that's okay. I'll step in if I need to. Newcomer greeter is Sherry M., and announcements will be Leslie M. The reference ID number for yesterday, Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, is 20,890 or 20890, and today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,892 or 20892. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Sandy T. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Sandy, compulsive overeater, this 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 7. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much, Sandy P. I will now ask Jan F. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Yeah, hello to all. This is Jan from Southern California, and the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communications. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service this month, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Jan S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, please press star 1 to unmute. And once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the Forward to the Second Edition on page XVII. We're reading that third full paragraph beginning with, "It was now time," the struggling group thought, ending with, "a new phase of its pioneering time." We are reading and commenting on just one paragraph this morning, and I will now ask Susan G. to please begin reading.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning, everybody. Susan G. recovered in Los Angeles. It was now time the struggling groups thought to place their message and unique experience before the world. This determination bore fruit in the spring of 1939 by the publication of this volume. The membership had then reached about 100 men and women. The fledgling society, which had been nameless, now began to be called Alcoholics Anonymous from the title of its own book. The flying blind period ended, and AA entered a new phase of its pioneering time. Good morning again, everybody. So, fledgling, new, a novice, there's a whole description about baby births when it comes to fledgling. And even though they were struggling, they used the word struggling, they continued to be of service. They had seen that one drunk working with another, that was the key. Nothing was happening until you did that. When two or more are gathered, then there is a meeting. And how hard they worked. And it tells us at the beginning of the page, you know, about strenuous work with others, how we have to keep on getting into action. Vision for You doesn't happen without people showing up, people volunteering to be of service. When we got on Zoom 4 years ago, we got into action. We were fledgling society at that point. How are we going to do this? What do? We're sitting alone on our own. We can't go into our meetings. And we got going. And I was chuckling a little bit, and you ever choose to read Beyond Our Wildest Dreams, OA was almost called Gluttons Anonymous. And thank goodness it wasn't. I had a hard enough time for 16 years having to accept that I was going to be part of a group called Overeaters Anonymous. And the great thing is that once they started, it said the flying blind period ended. There were more people who were identifying, more people who were coming. They were scattered around and then they found others. And this new phase of its pioneering time. And I think the OA is often having that. You know, as I look around, especially in Los Angeles, more young people coming. The young people have their own intergroup now, which, you know, tried for years to do. When I came in, there wasn't one. It didn't really matter because this book, these steps, it doesn't matter who's reading them to me. If somebody who has thoroughly followed this path is taking my hand, it doesn't matter what age you are. And I also, the determination, and that's the word that also stuck out to me, because you have to work hard and you have to be determined with God, with one hand in God's hand and one hand in another. Suffering or recovered compulsive overeater, there is so much that we can do together. So, you know, today we aren't fledgling or not in my belief, but then there are moments when we may have workshops, we may have conventions, and we may be novices at those, but we get together and we help each other. And with God's help and with all of you, we can get through it all. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan G. What a great way to get us started this morning. Well, we are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any of the vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you with the timer when your time is up. And when you hear the timer, your sentence and not your thought, so that we have more time for others, because there's always lots and lots of people that would like to share. So I'm going to get a first lineup going. You can please give me your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Kara L.
I've got Wendy B. I heard some other people in there, I thought. Anyone else who wanted to get in on this first round?
Sandy T. from California.
That was Gabby T?
Sandy T. From California.
Sorry, I gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and start here. We've got Kara L., Wendy B., and Sandy T. And Kara, you're up first, followed by Wendy B., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Thank you, Stephanie, and thanks, Susan, for kicking us off this morning. And everybody that's giving service. When I read this, think about, well, what do I have to say about, okay, so they got a book. Well, place their message and unique experience before the world. Why was this needed? Well, this paragraph always speaks to me of hope, right? Why does it speak to me as hope? Well, because it worked. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have a chapter in here called There's a Solution. Why? Because it works, right? And they needed a book because there wasn't enough of them for all the people that were sending letters, and they're going to get some write-ups in some places, and all this is going to come in, and it's too much for them. And at least if they had the volume, they were trying to put it out so somebody could at least get this volume in their hand before or during or time with another person, right? And how blessed am I today that we have a meeting here, with hundreds of people on it. We have other meetings I can go to around the world. But when I stop and I think about what a fragile, it talks about fledgling, and we heard about a baby bird, what a fragile start this was. And sometimes I forget that it really hasn't been that long. I'm always thinking, oh, it's back in the olden days. You know, but it really, in the timeline of life, it hasn't been that long. And so many people today, I'm so grateful for the recovery that's around me, that there's examples before me to show me my higher power. There's examples before me that, you know, we're very blessed in the Los Angeles area. There's a lot of, you know, history of recovery here. And, you know, I could wake up in the middle of the night and there is a fellow across the world that it's daytime and I could call. That's amazing. And to think that it started by this struggling group, right? This fledgling society, that I can pop on a meeting any time of day and there will be someone there for me to identify with and to help find my high power with. That's really a blessing today, and I'm so grateful. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Kara L. from California. Next up, Wendy B., followed by Sandy P.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And, you know, I was struck by the first few words. You know, it was now time. And, you know, they were being led by the Spirit of God, you know, to the right timing. And, you know, and they had an inner knowing that this was the direction they needed to go. You know, they were full of exuberance and they wanted to share this unique experience, you know, this recovery and freedom from alcohol addiction that they were experiencing. You know, they wanted to share it with the world. And the text says they were determined, you know, they were driven and compelled by God to share this message, you know, and God orchestrated the message. He orchestrated the writing and the publication of this precious big book we read, you know, we read every morning. And, you know, I looked up the meaning of flying blind, and it said to do something based on guesswork, intuition or without any help or instruction. So, you know, now we have the big book as our instruction manual that we're continually referred to, you know, to guide us in this 12-step work we're doing. And, you know, we don't have to flounder like the blind leading the blind. You know, we have a firm foundation in this book, you know, with its clear instructions on how to get recovered and how to live this way of life, you know, in all our affairs. And I just am so grateful. And thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy B. Next up, we have Sandy T.
Good morning. This is Sandy T. from California. And this is the first time I've shared in a long time. But being somebody who got to read the steps for vision through the month of November, it's really my volunteering muscle to a new level. I love the phrase that was in this reading about a new phase of its pioneering time. And the other one I like is from a flying blind period. Well, definitely when it comes to my sponsoring, I have been flying blind. And this time when I went through the steps, my sponsor said, okay, well, we're gonna go through this 12 steps together program. And when I looked at it, I thought, yes, this is exactly what I need. People were talking about working step two, and I didn't know what they were working on, or that they, you know, were working on step three. And so now I can go back and I can lead my sponsees through a step-by-step, okay, have you read this? Okay, you know, let's read this together. Have you listened to this special edition? So the other thing that I really like is the fledgling group. Well, definitely I was coming from a fledgling time, because I do feel very much like a baby bird. And thank you all for being here and letting me share. And I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Sandy T. from California. So we'll now get another lineup. Please let me know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share? sure are quiet this morning. There's lots of people out there who would like to hear that paragraph. Well, while you're thinking
Tina
about
A.
it, okay, was that Tina A?
Dina A, New Jersey, yes.
Dina.
Very
not Tina. I didn't
Bruce
hear that last
D.
voice. I heard you, Bruce, but there was someone before you.
Karen E., California.
Karen E. from California. And that was Bruce E., I believe, after Karen.
Sherry M.?
Right back to Sherry. And is there anyone else who wants to get in on this lineup?
Mo H.
Got you, Mo.
Thank you.
Misty R.
Was that Misty R?
Yes.
Okay, got you, Misty. Okay, so I'll tell you who I have. I have Bina A, Karen E, Bruce E, Sherry M, Mo H, and Misty R. And so we'll go ahead and start with Bina A, followed by Karen E.
Hi, this is Bina A from New Jersey. Just love to get on live when people are actually on the phone and to clean my seat, because for me that is my action that has to happen for my recovery. And what struck me here is this determination bore fruit in the spring of 1939 by the publication of this volume. And we talk so much about it being God-inspired and divine and helped along and blessed, and it so was. And somebody had to sit down with a paper and pen and write this and get together and think of these beautiful words. I know every word in the big book is like a gem, and it has to be divinely inspired, but it also needed action. Their determination and their experience wasn't enough to get this out to the world and to get this down to generations. They had to actually do the actions and make it happen, like the actions for God to bless. And for me and my program, that's the same exact thing as pressing *1 and talking and saying I'm here and doing the actions that are required, not just being inspired and hoping that God will bless my food and bless my life and that everything will happen and I'll be recovered. So thank you so much. I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Gina A. from New Jersey. Next up, Karen E., followed by Bruce E.
Hi, good morning. Karen E., California, compulsive overeater. In recovery today. I'm very new. I feel like a fledgling myself. I just came off. Let's see, I've got about 3 months. I started doing this program the 7th of August this year, so not that long ago. And before I started, I had a 3-week road trip planned to drive across the country. My husband and I drove to Florida and back with our dog. And so I was nervous about going. I was nervous about the food. But I am fortunate. I do have a dietitian who I was able to be in contact with every day. Started out, I was reporting my food to my sponsor, and then she switched me to my dietitian. Anyway, I don't really know what to share. I just know that it was quiet and I needed to share. It's been a long time. We just got home yesterday, and so settling back in. And anyway, I was able to do it. I think that determination is a word here that stands out to me. I feel determined. I'm tired of battling the food, and I'm grateful for this society and this book and the 12 steps and having, I wouldn't have food neutrality if it wasn't for this book and all of you. So I'm grateful for that, and I will pass.
Well, thank you so much, Karen E. from California. Next, we have Bruce E., followed by Sherry M.
Yes, thank you. And appreciate everybody on the line that have a place to come to here this morning. And I consider this my OA home group. I'm Bruce. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Fort Myers, Florida. And I'm very appreciative that I'm recovered and appreciative that I'm on this call. And, I was reading this over, and I was, what am I going to share on here? The fledgling, and I think I said earlier, a baby bird. And I still feel like I've been in here for years, and I feel like I'm still fledgling. You know, I still am. I mean, with life, you know, with not so much with the food, some with the food, but not so much with the food, but just with life, you know. I mean, what do I do today? You know, how can I help somebody today? How can I be of service? And it's the flying blind. You know, I feel like I'm flying blind right now in this particular time in my life. And I need to do a gratitude list to see where I'm grateful for, because I'm doing pretty good. And it's then it mentions the determination, you know. I am determined to, I am determined. So maybe that's all I've got is determination. Maybe that's it. And I like this about the struggling groups thought to place their message. So the struggling groups, and I'm looking back on my time with struggling groups in Florida years ago when we were starting out, and we were just struggling. You know, everybody was struggling, and the group was struggling, but we somehow made it through for years. And I didn't get recovered then, but I got some success, enough to keep me going and give me that determination. But we were just always struggling. That the meeting that I was in, I guess for 20 years maybe, it was always a struggling meeting. You know, I never knew how many were going to be there, how it was going to go. And people would come, and we'd think they would stay, and then they would, you know, wouldn't come anymore, and we'd call them, and, you know, we wouldn't hear anything, you know, and stuff. And we were just struggling. And and maybe that's what helped bring some determination. But, you know, the struggling thing, and then I met right at the beginning of it, going to OA and starting out, I met my sponsor, Richard, who's now passed on. And, you know, he knew I was struggling, but he hung in there with me. And we had
That's
a great
fine.
Relationship, and he really helped. And, yeah, thank you, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce. And hey, if you're just joining us, let me let you know where we are. We're on the forward to the second edition on page XVII, where we read the third paragraph, beginning with, "It was now time," ending with, "A new phase of its pioneering time." And we just read that one paragraph. And next up, we have Sherry M., followed by Mo H.
Hey, good morning. I'm Sherry. I'm gratefully recovered today in Wyoming, currently in California. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for your service, everyone for Team Thursday in November. And thanks, Susan, for getting us started. I love the silence, so I jumped in and thought I'll participate. What I have written down on this paragraph is, you know, the original, you know, they named this book Alcoholics Anonymous, but their first choice was they wanted to name it The Way Out. And I just love that. And I think that that is so pertinent. This book, with my sponsor, with God, is a way out of misery and death. I recently had, I love the first sentence of talking about their message. What's their message? So then I asked, what's my message? What is my message? My message has been a way of life for almost 20 years. And my message with this program, you know, not everybody knows that I was obese at one time, right? They only know me from what I look like now and how I eat. But my message is how I eat. And we, you know, had a family friend who reached out to my husband, who's not in program, and he was able to share about me and the way that I eat because he's morbidly obese and needed help. And I was able to have a message for him on, we FaceTimed, and, you know, he doesn't like groups. And because of our pioneering times, he doesn't need a group, right? He can listen. I mean, this phone meeting is an absolute miracle of miracles. Zoom and what happened during the pandemic, miracle. Somebody could actually have a sponsor, the big book, a higher power, and they can find a way out of this misery. And it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I can also share that, you know, someone doesn't even need to believe in God. Like, this person's an atheist. Well, guess what? This book, Alcoholics Anonymous, has a whole chapter on we agnostics, and we never have to believe in anything or any kind of religion or anything like that, all outside issues. But what I do know is that I could not stop myself from destroying myself with food. I could not stop from starting without the help of the principles in these steps and working them daily like my life depends on it. And that's my message to say, hey, listen, this is what I said to this guy. I would not be part of a group. Oh my gosh, I would have done anything. I tried to do everything and anything not to be in this fellowship. And now it is absolutely the biggest gift in my life. And I'm so grateful that I'm a compulsive overeater. So that was my message of, yeah, I didn't believe in God. And now all I do is talk about God. So it happened to me, not by me, by simply saying, I cannot stop on my own. I need help. Please help me. And we have a wee fellowship here. So thank you so much. I pass. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry M. from Wyoming and currently in sunny, well, not really sunny, cloudy California. Next up, we have Mo H. followed by Misty R.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. Mo H. here. Struggling with a little bit of a cold, and when I heard silence, I thought I better press star one, see what I could say here. I'm going to talk about my very first OA meeting that my therapist sent me to many, many years ago. I was recommended to buy a copy of this book and AA 12 and 12, because that was all the literature that was out back then. Maybe OA had some literature too, but I don't remember. And I thought, well, now I know what to do. Well, I didn't sit down and read the book, but now with the introduction of the big book into my life in 2015 and dissecting it through this group, helping me really understand the meaning of all these words. So here we have, you know, now it was time the struggling group's thought. So I'm sure that thought was an inspiration from God, because I believe, and I hear other people believe, that this book is an inspiration from God, because it did bear fruit. And if it didn't come about, we wouldn't be here. OA wouldn't be here. And we'd still be fledgling along. The flying blind period ended, and AA entered a new phase of its pioneering time. Right now, in our area, we are struggling again, and it's due to the Zoom meetings, the pandemic. One of our meetings is a hybrid, but the rest of them have not gone back face to face. There's not a lot of attendance and not a lot of people willing to give service. And our inner group, we're having the same trouble. And we're thinking about merging with another inner group just to keep going. And we just keep saying, God will guide us. God will guide us. Because, you know, we are struggling. And I have to be honest with that. There's not a flourishing going on in our area. This is Northern California. But God is in charge, and, you know, this is what's happened with, this book coming out. look at what blossomed after the book came out. You know, they mailed that book out to I don't know how many people, and people got recovered, I believe, by just reading the book. They didn't have meetings in their area or sponsors yet, you know, but it slowly came about. And, you know, look at it now. And I'm praying that this will all work out for our area too. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mo-H. I'm glad you didn't allow the silence. Appreciate it. Next up, we have Misty R.
Hi, this is Misty R. in Southern New Jersey. I am a compulsive overeater. I just joined OA last month, and I've been going to in-person meetings. And just this week, I got my sponsor, and went to another in-person meeting that led me here. So I'm thankful to be here, and I'm grateful that you guys are starting at the beginning of the book. I think it's going to be a great asset for me. And when everything was quiet, I thought I'd share that for me, that paragraph, the flying blind period ended. I kind of this week, having gotten a sponsor and found some this group and some online groups that I can figure out how to walk this walk and change my life. And I thank you guys so much for having this. And it seems serendipitous that you guys are at the beginning of the book, just as I am. So thank you so much. And I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Misty, and we're so glad that you're here. And we're going to take another lineup. Please give us your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Alex K.
We got you, Alex.
Thank you.
Kevin N., Washington.
All right, Kevin. And that was an N as in Nancy?
Indeed.
Awesome. Thank you.
Ann B., New York.
I got you, Ann B. And I think we'll probably stop there. I think that'll take us to the end. So I've got Alex K., followed by Kevin N., followed by Ann B. Please make sure to let us know where you're calling from. And Alex, you're up.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, everyone, for being here and doing service. Alex K. in California. Gratefully recover just for today. Well, I thought those words that apply to early AA and OA, struggling, fledgling, flying blind, and now they're strong and thriving and ever growing, can apply to me as well. In the beginning, before and early in program, I was struggling and confused and fledgling, flying blind, flailing, didn't know what I was doing, had no sense of a higher power, no experience asking for help, relying on others and a higher power. I was a chronic relapser. And today I have a strong connection with my loving higher power. It's the most important relationship in my life. I never would have imagined that. And I have a support network of my fellow compulsive eaters in recovery, thousands of people I can talk to and who are there for me to support my recovery, and I get to support. And I have a contented abstinence of about 7 years, freedom from the compulsion and obsession. My thinking, I guess one of the most important things, my thinking, the root of my problem has been transformed, and these are all such miraculous gifts of this program. So grateful. Thank you, everyone, for helping me with my recovery. I pass.
Thank you so much, Alex K. Appreciate it. Next up, we've got Kevin N., followed by Ann B. And Kevin, if you could please unmute, star one.
You can hear me now?
We can hear you. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you for your service. Hi, this is Kevin N., gratefully recovering compulsive overeater out in Whidbey Island, Washington. So glad to be here this morning. Thanks to everyone who's already shared. I, too, felt sort of compelled to jump out of the nest. And that's, I'm very much in this sort of nest imagery right now with that fledgling wording. And yeah, I'm new to Vision for You. There's only my second week coming. I'm glad to be here. When I first came to OA, I feel like I really needed to feel safe. I needed to feel like I belonged. I needed to feel that really just in my bones, that idea that the only thing that I needed to be a part of this group was a desire to stop compulsively overeating. And I think I got a little comfy there. And I'm so thankful to my sponsor for basically calling me out and saying, hey, I see you over there in that lovely downy plumage, but why don't you want to fly? why don't you shed that stuff and put on some good flight feathers and actually start making some really positive changes in your life? And when it came down to it, I really couldn't come up with a reason why not to start doing the work. And so that's what's brought me here. And I see that same spirit in the story of these early groups. Why not take this thing that has worked so well for us and brought so much positive change and take it out into the world? So I'm trying to fly. It's scary, but I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to all of you for sharing this time and letting me speak. And so with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin N. from Washington. Glad you're here. Next, we have Ann B.
Hi, I'm Ann B. from Westchester United Intergroup in New York, and I'm a compulsive overeater and recently celebrated 19 years of abstinence. I'm sorry, I missed the reading, but I gather it's something about this book itself. And, you know, I always felt that this book is important because it was the original 12-step literature, and all other 12-step literature is essentially common on this book. And another thing I find really interesting about this book is the way it's structured, you know, with the doctor's opinion, and the first four chapters are steps one and two. And over again, when I meet people who've come to program and who haven't gotten recovery, it's almost always steps one and two. There's something about that people miss. The allergy of the body, the obsession of the mind, the necessity of a higher power, and what is a higher power. And then, you know, steps three and four are chapters five, and then six through 11 is chapter six, and then chapter seven is step 12, you know. So it's really interesting how the space is allocated in this book. As compared with, say, a 12 and 12 that has a chapter for each step, and what is really important. Although I think some of this was done orally, you know, with Dr. Bob sponsoring 5,000 people, and if you look at page 263, it says that he spent most of his time with those. They only spent 4 hours doing steps one through eight, and that he spent most of his time talking about character defects, which is six and seven, which are only two paragraphs. And so I think a lot of this was done orally, so that there's stuff missing in the book. And so it isn't perfect, but it certainly is the original literature, and I think the emphasis that the book has on steps one and two is really important. And also, you know, the fact that this book was written to be a self-help manual. It wasn't written with the idea of sponsorship in mind at all, and people have recovered in the wilderness by themselves. And page 98 says, all that is required is to trust God and clean house. And I think that's often overlooked with the later developed emphasis on sponsorship. And I'm in a sponsorship iconoclast. I think sponsorship is way overemphasized in this program and often leads to dysfunctional codependent relationships. So I think having the literature to go back to, which is trustworthy, okay, I think that's time, is important. And I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Anne B. from New York, and congrats on 19 years. And it looks like we're going to have time for maybe one or two more shares. Who would like to share? Anyone who'd like to share?
I'll go, Chanel T.
All right, Chanel, go for it.
Okay, so carrying the message, right? Carrying the message, I'm still a grateful compulsive eater living in recovery by God's grace today. As I walk up these stairs, you'll hear me panting a little bit. That's not my dog, that's me. Anyway, I'm so grateful for this meeting. I'm so grateful for this book. For me, this is divinely inspired. I don't argue that fact. It just is for me. And very recently, we talked about how we have to do strenuous work with other alcoholics for permanent recovery, which is, of course, not a cure. It's a daily reprieve from this obsession where I don't have to be face down in the food anymore. I get to live life on life's terms, good, bad, and ugly, but always showing up present because God is in my life now in a way that my higher power wasn't able to be because I was serving the food. Food was my master. I was licked. And for me, it is all about carrying the message. It's all about what they're saying here, that they decided, you know, we're fledgling, we're pioneer, we got to keep doing this. We got to keep passing this on. People need what we've been given so freely. And for me, sponsoring is essential to my recovery. I believe it says that numerous times in the book. And I can't go without it in my program. It's not convenient. It means that I lose some sleep. It means that I don't get everything done that I want to get some days in quote-unquote life, but if my recovery comes first, then everything else in my life is better. Because if I'm in the food, how much am I able to be there for anybody or anything in my life anyway? So that's all I've got. And with that, thank you. I will pass.
Well, thank you so much, Chanel T. And I believe you're in Washington. Is that correct? I think Chanel is from Washington.
Yes, Washington, thanks.
All right, awesome, in case someone wants to find you. We have time for a one-minuter. Is there anyone who wants to share for 1 minute? Close us out.
Lorraine W.
All right, Lorraine W., you got 1 minute, friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this program. Lorraine W. from Massachusetts, South Shore area. I couldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for Visions for You. This daily study of the Big Book, and it is a text because it's told me and showed me over and over again what I need to do to recover from compulsive overeating. Has it been easy? Have I been abstinent all the time? No, I haven't. I have to be honest that I've had a couple of relapses, gained a good amount of weight, but never got back to the 300 pounds that I was once when I started almost 32 years ago. And I am so blessed in carrying the message to others. I have 4 sponsees right now and 2 sponsors, and they work with me so diligently. It's just amazing to hear their recovery, which also helps my own. And I want to thank OA for bringing me where I am today. Not always in a great place, but better than I ever could be. And I want to thank you. And I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Maureen W. from Massachusetts, for closing us out. Well, we will now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Kara L., can you please read A Vision for You?
Yep. Hi, Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.